ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Vice President Kamala Harris trying to shore up the so-called blue wall campaigns today in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. ABC's Karen Travers says those are three states key to a Democratic victory.
She'll be joined by former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney for a series of conversations, part of an effort to reach out to independents and Republicans and peel them away from former President Donald Trump. Cheney campaigned with Harris earlier this month in Wisconsin, telling the crowd that this year will mark the first time she's cast her vote for a Democrat in a presidential election.
Meanwhile, former President Trump campaigns in North Carolina. 10 states have abortion measures on the ballot next month. The Biden administration proposing a rule today expanding insurance coverage for over-the-counter contraceptives. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's in Ukraine for the third time since the war began, and an autopsy on One Direction singer Liam Payne found he had ingested numerous drugs before falling to his death last week.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris returns to Wisconsin today. She'll make an appearance with former Congresswoman Liz Cheney in Waukesha County. That's where Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaigned last night. In-person early voting starts in Wisconsin tomorrow.
We want people to vote in every single way that they can. We want every vote to count. We want get out there and vote. Vote by mail, vote absentee, vote early, vote on election day.
Democratic running mate Tim Walz and former President Barack Obama will be in Wisconsin tomorrow. Senator Tammy Baldwin and challenger Eric Hovde accused each other of dishonesty several times in their debate Friday night. Baldwin said more than a dozen independent fact-checkers found Hovde's made false campaign claims. Hovde accused all of Baldwin's campaign ads to be false, but offered no evidence. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. One person is dead after a car plunged into Lake Monona earlier this morning. Authorities were called to the area of Pirate Island Road around 1 a.m. There they found a car stuck in all the muck there. One person was pulled from the vehicle. They've since died. Now authorities will work to figure out what happened. Meanwhile, officials in Sun Prairie are investigating a homicide from over the weekend. It happened Friday night in the area of Martin and Elm Streets. When first responders got there, they found two people had been shot. One of them was dead, and they took the other to the hospital. They're expected to recover. Sun Prairie police say the two knew each other, but they haven't identified any suspects yet. They're still trying to figure out who would want to hurt these two people. They're asking anyone with information about this to call Sun Prairie PD or the Dane County Sheriff's Office. You can always call Crime Stoppers anonymously or use the P3 Tips app. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Packers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Texans 24-22 thanks to a walk-off field goal. Green Bay running back Josh Jacobs had a big day, rushing for 76 yards. He also got his first ever touchdown catch despite 212 career receptions.
You know, it was long overdue. You know, we talked about it all week at practice. It was like, man, this is the week that we're going to get you. We had like three or four plays in the red zone for me. So, man, you know, I appreciate my coaches and, you know, the teammates wanted me to get that, calling it for that situation, man. And it was fun, man. First Lambeau Elite, well, official Lambeau Elite. You know, it was a good one.
The Badgers beat Northwestern in Evanston 23-3. Wisconsin strength and conditioning coach Brady Collins challenged the players, saying he'd jump in Lake Michigan if they got the win.
He was going to go in the lake, whether they were going to throw him in the lake or he was going to jump in the lake. And about 3.5 minutes ago in the game, I looked back to one of the guys and said, make sure we find a path to get him to that lake. So it was a great celebration.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be another warm one today. Mostly sunny, up to 82 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a bit cooler in the mid-70s. By Wednesday, it'll be a whole lot cooler with sunshine and a high in the 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll look back at the weekend's news, get you up to date, and mark early voting in person starting on Tuesday. Be with us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump offered voters sharply different closing messages. Harris kept the focus on Trump, questioning his fitness for office. While in a major speech to the voters of Pennsylvania, Donald Trump went off on a 12-minute tangent about former pro golfer Arnold Palmer, which included this bizarre anecdote about the athlete's penis.
But Arnold Palmer was all man, and I say that in all due respect to women, and I love women. But this guy, this is a guy that was old man. When he took showers with the other pros, they came out of there and said, oh my God, that's unbelievable.
Unbelievable indeed. Trump called for the military to handle his domestic political opponents, said that infamous Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein got, quote, called Kamala Harris a, quote, vice president, canceled scheduled interviews, continued to push lies about the 2020 election, including the notion that January 6th was a government-staged riot, also called January 6th, quote, a day of love, compared the January 6th defendants to Japanese Americans in internment camps during World War II, and at one rally decided to, instead of speak, dance and sway on stage for 39 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks, Greg Tepper, for doing the heavy lifting for me.
Didn't think you'd be talking about Arnold Palmer's
junk.
Oh, by the way, is there enough booze to get through this election cycle?
No.
Who would like a Schlong Island iced tea?
That's funny.
That was good.
Here's a fun fact.
I will give you that.
Thank you. Zach said it isn't just the size that was wild, but one of his balls was full of lemonade, the other iced tea.
Hey! Isn't
that funny? Not many people know that about Arnold Palmer's balls.
Wow. That's
iced tea, lemonade. You squeeze one.
You get the thing. She's having too much fun now.
Didn't think you'd be talking about Arnold Palmer's junk this
today,
did you?
I did not. You were just texting with a friend who has a real job, and you're like, well, I'm about ready to crack open the mic and talk about Arnold Palmer's.
Yeah. He's about ready to retile and stucco a pool. And
real work. Yeah. Honest work.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then we do
this.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah. This is Jody's like, do I bleep Schlong? And we're like, no, you have to bleep.
You have to bleep.
We had discussions.
Vice President.
We did.
We had discussions before the show.
What do I bleep? You have to bleep both words on Julie Lee Dreyfus saying I want the government out of my
right.
Both words.
Well, you can keep
sounds like catch.
Keep certain
but
sounds.
A funny
in.
Word, right?
He kept a sound.
Yeah.
have to bleep both and because, by the way, on a serious note, a lot of people are saying, those of us that have had parents that had dementia, Alzheimer's, disinhibition is one of the, meaning, you know, because clearly, whatever that was this weekend, it's worse than whatever last, including the fake McDonald's.
That was hilarious.
Fake at the closed McDonald's. It's, everything about him is fake.
They closed that restaurant. For
it
him
was,
to do
it
that.
Was close. And of course,
every customer was vetted by the campaign and
it was closed.
Right.
It was they rehearsed.
They only asked approved questions of him.
Yes, even Drudge Report has McDonald, one fry short of a Happy Meal, felon finds work. This is the conservative
Drudge Report.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He is just a complete clown. Mm-hmm. By the way, could any one of us prove where we worked in college? None of those people are even there anymore.
Lakey Jake's in Tempe, Arizona doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah. Half the places don't exist. And
Snow Oasis on a rural road in Tempe doesn't exist anymore. And I was manager for 4 years at that place.
I mean, seriously. I don't even know. I'm trying to even think. Oh, I was at a camp counselor at a camp for overprivileged kids in Topanga Canyon.
Does that exist anymore?
I don't know. I don't think that Yogurt Delight exists anymore.
Were you my counselor?
Oh.
Probably. Oh. There was a camp for overprivileged kids. You were at it.
But she's younger than you, so probably not.
Probably not. I would have been your counselor.
Right. Anyway, happy 60th birthday, Kamala Harris.
Yes. Yay.
I got to celebrate.
I saw your photos.
My phone banking and postcarding at our fantastic, sexy liberal partners, Grassroots Democrats HQ.
That's right.
With Christine Pelosi. It was a good time was had by all. Can I just say one thing, though? I'm used to hanging up on people. I'm not used to having them hang up on me.
Oh.
So
oh.
I'm not sure I have the best phone manner, because I'm not sure, is this a good response to a Trumper? Well, really? You selfish, racist piece of crap. You're just as bad as he is.
You telemarketed before.
I sold pens. That was another college job I can't prove I had. I sold personalized pens on the phone.
Yes. I was a telemarketer
for a year. By
the
way, the New York Times interviewed a friend of hers who corroborated.
Yeah, she was there.
That's the only way you could corroborate a job you had in college.
Right.
Oh, my God. But the fact that, that's next level, that she got him to look like an idiot instead of campaigning in a swing state. He looks like an idiot at a closed McDonald's.
Learning how to
that's
do
how
a
in
fry.
Her his head he is.
He walked out of there smelling like fry grease.
And he loved it.
Yeah.
He licked his own skin at that point.
Mr. Neuberger said, hilarious that Donald Trump remembers Arnold Palmer's big... and Arnold Palmer's daughter says Palmer remembered Donald for being a big... That's funny.
It's true.
He hated him. Palmer couldn't stand Donald Trump.
Donald
his
even
daughter.
Said he was a better golfer at one point than Arnold Palmer.
It's like, no. I just...
No.
You know what? Here's the sense of possibility, Chris.
Oh.
I never think that I can wake up hating Donald Trump more than I did on Friday.
And then,
and here we are. And yet here we are. Calling her vice president, he's just such a piece of... okay, so anyway, my phone banking.
Oh, yeah, I want to hear more
kind of terrifying.
This.
Chris, I don't know what to... I know I don't mention polls unless they're good.
Right.
And then I don't know what to believe anymore. Obviously, swing states polls out today are showing a dead heat, but there's obviously a lot of people that know better than I am, that I do, than that they're flooding the zone with a lot of right-wing polls, which kind of makes sense because they're saying it's the same pollsters that tried to say there was a big red wave coming. So I go back and forth between being completely terrified and, you know, feeling like, yeah, they're flooding the zone for exactly this reason. Did you see Mark Elias's tweet about how many lawsuits Republicans have filed in all these states?
Yeah.
Obviously, their plan is to create the narrative
Absolutely.
That Trump is winning, that Trump has won. There's chaos, there's confusion. They're already saying there's been fraud.
But we've known this for
a long time. I know.
We knew this was going to happen. So if we aren't prepared for all of this, shame on us.
So we were called, my call sheet was Pennsylvania.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I've never done it before. It was
disconcerting.
Did you have a script in front of
you? First of all, I was mostly there for a photo op. Other people did the real work.
Right.
I was trying to encourage other people to do what I did. First of all, I had terrible handwriting, so my postcarding was, you know.
Oh.
Let me just say I'm not good at anything.
You know who has really good handwriting is Jerry Jewell.
Oh.
Oh, fantastic. Well, she should go postcard.
Right.
But anyway, so I did phone people, you know, for
a
while.
You had a script, didn't you?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
First guy is named Jesus, and he said he's voting for Trump.
Okay.
I know they told us not to engage with Trumpers, just move on.
Oh, boy.
I was like,
oh, no.
You engaged.
You did.
Oh, no,
God.
Stephanie. I just said, just because he said, oh, yeah, I'm voting for Trump. And I was like, do you know a lot about, do you know anything about Kamala Harris? He goes, I don't need to know. I don't want to know anything about Kamala Harris. And he hangs up. I was like, oh, God. And another woman I called said, I said, are you just checking in to see, are you voting? And she goes, oh, no, I don't vote. And hung up. I was like, oh.
You're engaging with the real world.
Outside my bubble.
Exactly.
I was like, ha! Ah!
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have hung up on you, too, because I don't want to be bothered with people calling
me. Well, that's the other thing. I can't imagine. People are answering the phone, and I'm like, you know, hey. And I'm like, for me, that takes like 2 seconds before I hang up. You know.
If you don't know who's calling, you don't even answer.
Right.
You probably got a lot of
that. One old lady answered, and she was nice, and she was a Democrat, and I helped her. She was having trouble figuring out how to.
Oh.
She's like, I have to watch my daughter's baby, and I can't. And I was like, explaining how she could get a
ballot.
Thing. Yeah, that's gonna be me someday. I will start answering the phone because I will be old and lonely.
Yeah.
As opposed to young and lonely like I am now.
This weekend.
I'll be like, hi, don't hang up. What do you want to talk about?
I helped two friends get their vote, and one friend didn't have one page of her ballot, so she has to get a whole new ballot.
You're going to get all of your life savings taken away from you just because you want to talk to somebody.
Yeah, you sure it doesn't look like zirconium? How could I buy it one time?
She's going to be down here answering that phone for no apparent reason.
I'll still be cardboard cutouts for you two, and I'll still be pretending I have a radio show.
Uh-huh. Answering anybody who just happens upon that number.
Karen in Chicago, are you there?
Hello?
Kevin in D.C. Sue, where are you,
everybody's
Sue?
Everybody's passed on except for you.
You know who is way better at this than me? Almost anyone in elected office on the Democratic side. But did you see Mark Kelly? That's how you talk to, you know, to Trumpers, I guess. I don't have the patience. That, you know, you remember, Chris, I used to talk to right-wingers.
Yeah, you did, kind of.
Too brittle now.
Yeah, Billy in Texas calls in every once in a while.
Hey, Billy.
I'm sorry. If you are for Trump now, I'm sorry. You are just as selfish and racist and despicable a traitor as he is. Mm-hmm. With all of the knowledge you have now, I'm sorry. You're telling me you have no morals, no decency, no principles. I just can't. I probably shouldn't phone bank. You know what? I'll do more postcards.
Okay.
And I'll just do this.
All right.
And raise money and stuff.
Okay.
But Mark Kelly, so this Trump veteran comes running at him to the extent that a security guy had to hold him back. He's like, I'm a veteran. You're a veteran. Trump loves the military. And Mark Kelly, man, just went boom, 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 like respectfully.
Yep.
But yeah, Bill Madden said Mark Kelly knows exactly who the loathsome piece of is. If you're a veteran who's still supporting Trump, it's time to wake the up and recognize you're being conned by a grifting psychopath. But man, he just went down all of the reasons. And by the end, you could see the guy's face. He was like, oh, okay, you know, thank you. I mean, so I get it that we just need to have, you know, real human conversations. I'm not the one for that.
Okay. No, you're not.
This is why Kamala Harris should be president.
And not you.
Right.
My friend Chris posted something that I found interesting.
Yes.
It's admittedly been years since I've golfed, but I don't remember the part where there are communal showers.
Exactly.
I know.
There aren't
in golf.
It's so weird.
You don't shower after golf.
No, there's no need.
Right.
It's so weird.
It's not that sweaty a sport.
So he had to have made this up.
It is depressing. Like, some of the maggots, they're like, oh, he's entertaining. That's why I'm like, we are literally in the Idiocracy. You're voting for President Camacho. Like, what? You really? You want to be entertained?
No.
I guess it's entertaining watching someone dement in real time.
I don't think that's entertaining.
A spiral of barking madness.
Right.
But
I want to elect someone and then leave them there to do their job without having to worry about them every single
Please
day.
Please bore us again.
Yes.
Oh, God, we want to be bored again. This is just,
we need more bear stories.
Oh, you know what? I have a bicycling story.
Okay.
Oh, you went to... I rode 40 miles, yes, up Mandible Canyon. By the way,
did you say hi to my
someone,
aunt?
Yes, I did. Someone, I stopped for a Schlong Island iced tea.
Uh-huh.
At Bobby Kennedy Jr.'s house?
Oh, he lives up there.
He does. Oh. You rode by his house. No. Mark my words, you did. You did.
Did I?
Yes.
Like, Cheryl, get out now!
Curb your enthusiasm.
Oh, she was being all lovey-dovey with
it. I saw it.
Okay.
Just
think I'm going to burst.
Okay. What was I saying? Oh.
Bicycling.
Oh, thank you to the stickler that went, you couldn't have done 40 miles. Mandel Canyon's not that long. I didn't start in Mandel Canyon. We started somewhere else, and then went to Mandel Canyon. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Why do you pay attention to
Mandel
people?
Mandel Canyon's is a dangerous place to bicycle.
Stop paying attention to people.
Here's why I wish America, or I hope, on November 5th, we will be the America that is like the cycling community. So I was waiting at a park for the rest of my crew, and maybe 30 cyclists went by. Every single one of them said, are you okay? Can I help you? Because that's what the cycling community, they want to know, do you have a flat? Do you have another mechanical? Do you need help? Do you, are you bonking? Do you need an energy bar or something? Do you?
Are you bonking?
Bonking, what does that mean? You're like, you know, you've hit a wall and you need nutrition or, you know, like an energy gel.
It also means something else.
Yeah, it does.
In the bicycling community, Chris, you run out of energy.
All right.
And also when you fall behind, I've told the story before with the Peloton, you get it, someone gives you a hand in your back and helps you back into the Peloton. It's speaking of McDonald's, remember that line Kamala said, like, ever since I started there, I always said, how can I help you? Or someone told that story, I think, mm-hmm. The DNC, that's what she's been doing all her life. She said, you know, when she was a prosecutor, she never asked, are you Democrat or Republican? She said, are you okay? And I just, it struck me. I thought, oh my God, I just happened to be waiting. But every single person that went by said, are you okay? Do you need help? And I thought, can you imagine if America, be more like cyclists on November 5th,
bonk more.
Please. Yes, bonking and schlonging for everyone.
What?
This was a long weekend. Okay,
we need to break.
21 yeah. minutes after the hour.
That was a hell of an out of the gate.
That was a lot of craw. This portion of the show is brought to you by Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile has been like the cycling community for 11 billion years. Jody's been using them for 20 years.
They've been bonking for 20 years.
Stop. You're going to hang on to that phrase all morning long.
I am.
America is bonking. You need an energy gel, and then let's get to the finish line 2 weeks from now. Credo Mobile is America's only progressive phone company. Every month they donate tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world. Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All. Over $95 million over the years. When you join Credo Mobile, you get everything you need, right? You get the nation's largest, most reliable network. Help, mommy. Competitive plans, great deals on new phones. In October, if you use the promo code VOTE50, Credo will donate $50 to vote.org. They have helped register millions, and you get $250 off any new smartphone. Wow.
Whoa.
Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. Let's go. CredoMobile.com. That's CredoMobile.com.
Stephanie Miller.
Hello. Just a minute. Dick, are you in?
I'm always in for Dick.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline. hotline right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Coming soon to the Overture Center, Late Night Catechism.
Some rulers lead by example. Others lead with a ruler.
I am a Roman general. All right, all you village people, sit up in your seat, will you please?
Late Night Catechism.
Are you putting on lipstick in my class?
Attendance is mandatory.
I'm wearing 30 pounds of gabardine here, huh?
Come for the laughs.
Don't miss Late Night Catechism at the Overture Center.
Get your tickets today at tickets.overture.org.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today I've got some good news about prices, especially at the pump. Gas prices are the lowest that they've been in years right now. The statewide average in Wisconsin is about $3.02 a gallon, and there are 10 counties, including Eau Claire and Sheboygan, where the average price at the pump is under $3. Gas prices have been heading south since this summer when Biden and Harris released a million barrels of oil from one of our big reserves to help us avoid a summer gas price surge. And I am all for doing whatever we can to keep gas prices down. So I don't want to hear any more of this talk about tariff taxes on imports. Half our gas comes from overseas. I can't afford to pay more for that. Let's keep our gas prices down. For more Everyday Money news, check out Work Money Media on YouTube or text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. That's MONEY to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, Stephen in Kentucky. Hey, Steve. Welcome. Hello.
Stephen. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
I'm sorry about that. I'm calling today because I have to ask this question. Maybe you can answer this for me, Stephanie. I'm curious as to, you know, we all know Trump is going to sit there and try to steal the damn elections coming up. What I don't understand is why does he care if we now know he has dementia? Why does he care about all of this? You know, like yesterday when he made a spectacle of himself at McDonald's. Like, that's going to win him many votes. I mean, he looked ridiculous.
I think he thinks it's about
sticking it to Kamala Harris. Right. That's exactly what all this is about. Right.
No, exactly. And exactly. And I think he thinks, like, ooh, that was a sick burn. Ooh, I owned Kamala Harris. And he just looked like a moron.
Yeah.
Okay. Dean Baker said, the polls keep showing the presidential race is a dead heat. I wonder where it would be if the media had not misled the country about the economy for the last 4 years, insisting everything was awful when most data showed an extraordinarily strong bounce back from the pandemic. So much about the media, but yeah, I don't think any of us know if the polls are correct or not.
Right.
At this point, nobody knows what is, you know, right-wing polling and what is, you know, whether it's close as they say it is. I was sorry. I was trying to.
Yeah, what are you
some other economy.
That?
Just hold, please.
All right.
There was a lot of tweets and threads over
there
the weekend.
Really, really
well,
were. Am I out of my mind?
Busy weekend.
What is happening?
And she had time off, like with the bicycling and with the phone banking. I mean, it could have been.
You went up Mandible Canyon.
Mandible?
Not Mandible. Mandeville.
No, I've never heard of it.
You've never been up there? It's beautiful.
Okay. No, I just. There's just a lot of great news on the economy that you're right.
we're just sort of, my fear is hopefully it's not too late, that I think a lot of the media is suddenly waking up like Jake Tapper and going, oh my God, he's barking mad. And oh, by the way, the economy's great. Inflation's lower than it was, you know.
Stock market's surging.
Yes. Kevin tweets, it was very nice of Make-A-Wish Foundation to shut down that McDonald's and let Trump play pretend at the drive-thru before he finally dies of tertiary syphilis. There's a happy thought to end on. 29 minutes after the hour.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The EPA is moving forward with plans to establish new federal carbon pollution standards for power plants after a U.S. Supreme Court ruling last week. Ashley Radzinski is with the Great Lakes Business Network. She says she's glad the work on the new rules continues uninterrupted.
This is not a looming crisis in the future. This is something that is here already. We're having much more impactful storms that are causing power outages across our states.
Opponents argue the EPA is overstepping its authority. Jolly Good Soda is officially the coolest thing made in Wisconsin. The Cryer Foods Soft Drinks Made in Random Lake is the winner of the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce's annual contest. Jolly Good's been around since 1966 and was rebooted in 2013 as a craft soda brand. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The high fire risk continues across Wisconsin. Over the weekend, some central Wisconsin counties were upgraded to very high fire danger. There have been at least 40 wildfires in just the last 10 days or so. Amy Penn from the Department of Natural Resources.
We've got dry leaves, the things are drying out in the woods. But before the snow falls, there's this period again where we tend to have elevated fires, whether that's from people burning debris or, you know, warming fires when hunting, I mean, using equipment. There are a lot of causes, but number one cause is debris burning. The second cause is usually equipment.
You can find all the information you need on the DNR's website. Bail has been set for the mother of Elijah Vu and her boyfriend. Katrina Bauer faces $400,000 bail. Her boyfriend, Jesse Vang, faces $500,000. They have another court appearance today. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be another warm one today. Mostly sunny, up to 82 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a bit cooler in the mid-70s. By Wednesday, it'll be a whole lot cooler with sunshine and a high in the 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Listen. Saving a lot on a comfortable mattress with a lifetime comfort guarantee is easy. Why? Because we make our mattresses right at the store. Yeah, we cut out the middleman and voila, you got it. We pass the savings directly on to you every day. So hurry in today to your local Verlobe, where there are no middleman markups. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlobe.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Travel Wisconsin's Logan Rogge, who joins the show to discuss fall hotspots in our beautiful state. And we'll go back to the future with a discussion about Back to the Future.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
I refuse to say it, but when
He took showers with the other pros. They came out of there. They said, oh, my God. That's unbelievable. I had to say it. I had to say it. We have women that are highly sophisticated here.
Okay. I feel like the perfect lead-in to Brood Pundit would be a song entitled Arnold Palmer's. Okay. Thank you.
His hair is comb over gold. His lips flap out his shtick.
Oh, no.
His junk is small and old. He wants Arnold Palmer's to force his music on you. You'll want to get out quick.
Oh, yeah.
Just like a mushroom, we're told. He wants Arnold Palmer's to and he'll grease you. He'll displease you. With his sneakers and his Bible, he will please you. He's atrocious. And he knows just what it takes to pass a test. Cadocious. He eats Arthur Treacher's fish and chips. He wants Arnold Palmer's dick.
Oh, God. This is what we do for a living.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Rocky Mom Mike. Thank you, Mary
Ann Arbor.
Wow.
If we had a better lead in, too.
Hey, Rude. Don't say things bad, boy. You're on Steph's show. You're not on Twitter.
Let's out and let Freddy in.
The rest of the country has finally caught up to us, Rude. The entire news cycle is a big joke. And
that's right. That's right. Well,
you're welcome, America. What's that?
It was inevitable.
Yeah, Mike tweeted, Trump 2021, hang Mike Pence. Trump 2024, hung Arnold Palmer. Could go on and on. Hang, hung. Who could, yes.
Beautiful.
Just.
Yeah.
Rudeness, 2 weeks. And, by the way, Rick Riley, didn't he write the book on Trump cheating at golf? He said, just so you know, Arnold Palmer did not like Trump. He hated golf cheats. He said, this guy's going to cheat you on the golf course, he told me. Once he's going to cheat you in business. He'd seen Trump cheat like a six-year-old playing Monopoly and wanted nothing to do with him. His daughter said the same thing, right? Arnold Palmer was appalled by Trump, his daughter Peg said. My dad didn't like people who act like they're better than other people. He had no patience for people who are dishonest and cheat. My dad was disciplined. He wanted to be a good role model. He was appalled by Trump's lack of civility and what he began to see as Trump's lack of character. One moment stood out in her mind in 2016. Mr. Palmer saw Trump on television. My dad made a sound of disgust, like uck or ugh, like he couldn't believe the arrogance and crudeness of this man who was the nominee of the political party he believed in. Then he said he's not as smart as we thought he was. Oh, yeah. Well, let's not even start with whoever thought he was smart, but okay.
He took his D and slapped Trump in the face with it.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go.
Okay. Rudeness, how do we digest as normal humanoids what we just saw this weekend? Do you have any?
We bemoan the fact that there are so many people that still want to vote for him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I talked to a couple on the phone. I was like, oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, just this 21. I'm just saying I am amazed by my ability to still hate him more. Than I did yesterday, but yeah.
So you have to tell Kamala Harris that you've had enough, that you just can't take it anymore. We can't stand you. You're a vice president. The worst. You're the worst vice president. Kamala, you're fired. Get the hell out of here. You're fired. Get out of here.
No. You know, I appreciate that he has taught us that it's okay to hate an old man with dementia.
It's one great step forward for mankind. Rudeness, as you do, you wrote a brilliant piece. It is amazing. Like you were talking about, story after story is all about voters don't know Harris. and how that would impact her election chances. And you said there's a of a lot we don't know about Trump. And the media is part of how we got here. But you say, I mean, what we do know is that he's a rapist. In fact, he's a 34 times convicted felon. In fact, he stole money from a charity. It's a fact he defrauded people with Trump University. It's a fact that he's currently out of jail on bail. In category of things we don't know, you can start with his health. Trump's health, to put it politely, is alarming. Yeah. He is sweaty and exhausted. His speech is slurred and listless. He can't respond directly to a question, getting so caught up in his repeated lies and subject to subject, like Benny Compson in the first part of The Sound and the Fury. And then you said, sorry, sometimes the literary scholar in me rears its ugly head. How about jumping around like a jackrabbit on meth that's been swatted in the nut in the nuts? That's better. That's more my style. Thank you for that.
Yeah, sorry. And just I had to literary geek out for just a minute or two.
I was like,
every once in a while, I want to out Maureen Dowd.
But you just, you said he's obviously declined mentally, and he was in pretty sorry shape back in 2015. He's obviously reaching some kind of expiration date on many of the things a body existing on Big Macs and Diet Cokes and no exercise can do, and we don't know a damn thing about his health beyond what the disgraced and drunk Ronnie Jackson said. You said maybe voters need to know whether or not they're really voting for J.D. Vance for the presidency. I mean,
And I think all the billionaires and everyone, all of them, they know they're voting for Vance, and you know there was something that we said about Biden, which was, if Biden continued to run, we knew that there was that mostly there was a chance we were voting for Harris for president,
and we were like, good,
and we were like, great, but yeah. I want to know, do voters want J.D. Vance to be president? I think that is a legitimate question.
Yeah, he's underwater. He's the most unpopular politician
that's
ever
less popular
run
than Donald.
Yeah.
And so I think that's something that deserves polling, and that's something that deserves tons of ads from the Democrats and even the Harris campaign to say, you're not voting for the guy who supports Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, look at him. Oh, I know. Wait, was that Harvey Weinstein got schlonged? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You must be mishearing how the story went. But it literally, oh my God, they all express sympathy for each other. These despicable, anyway, you just said, as you went on to say, blah, 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 you said it goes without saying Attorney General Merrick Garland up by not immediately pursuing investigations and charges against Trump in 2021. We know he's a criminal, but we don't know the extent of his criminality. Trump claims it would be election interference for the public to know whether or not one of the two candidates is guilty of dozens of crimes directly related to his fitness for office. Thank you. You said he's never released tax returns. We really don't know the extent of his financial entanglement with other nations. You said instead we hear that voters know Trump but not Harris, who's been very clear about what she wants to do and has now done a ton of interviews while Trump is practically heading into hibernation because his brain is two cups short of a full pack of pudding. I just love that line. And you just said our lack of knowledge about some pretty basic involving Trump is just a huge bright warning sign before we go off the election cliff. I was talking about when I phone banked and the guy said I'm voting for Trump, and I'm like, do you want to hear about, I don't even know anything about Kamala Harris, and hung up. I'm like,
no, they don't care. I mean, there was did you see this poll that came out from Axios posted about it, this poll that said that 1 in 5 Republicans say if Donald Trump loses the election he should declare the results invalid and do whatever it takes to take office. And 3 in 10 Republicans believe that true patriots may have to resort to violence to save the country. Well, I mean, that's a huge number of people.
Here's the two things I can take comfort in. We've got an army of Mark Eliases, including Mark Elias, out there fighting all of these ridiculous. And by the way, all these Republican lawsuits, Rude, are all based on trying to get, suppress the vote, not count the vote. None of them, right? They're all about trying to just cause chaos and confusion and stop people from voting. But secondly, I think Frangela said this Friday, Joe Biden's in charge.
Right.
He's president. It's his Justice Department. It's like, so Trump doesn't have the power to say, just declare the blah, So that's, But I mean, speaking of Merrick Garland, and hello, mainstream media, anybody up yet? Lawrence Tribe said intelligence officials told CNN the leak of classified docs on Israel's plan to strike Iran was likely to have come from someone getting top secret briefings who had an interest in discrediting Biden-Harris. Who in the world might that be? I mean, the amount of ongoing crime, the Logan Act, right? Who is it? Tristan Snell saying Israeli media reports Netanyahu blocked every ceasefire deal and is continuing to do so. Why? Because he's made a secret deal with Trump to keep the war going to help get Trump elected, per PBS. This is not just a scandal. It's a federal felony. One other one from Tristan. Breaking. Trump's director of national intelligence, Dan Coats, believes Putin has compromise on Trump and uses it to blackmail him. Coats is a conservative Republican, former senator from Indiana. If even serious Republican officials believe this, maybe the media should report on it. And all the, you know, it's swearing and Arnold Palmer's D and all of that stuff. Did you hear those stories anywhere?
Right. Yeah. And we've reached past the point where there's any way that he could be arrested for any of that. I mean, you know, he should be, right? He should have been arrested. We say he should have been arrested the second that Biden took the oath of office. He should have been arrested and said, that's it. We're taking him and we're holding him and no bail. And he is an enemy of the state. And that's what we're doing. And instead, we're at this point where it's like, it's blowing my mind how normalized questioning the election has become, how normalized those kinds of stories are, where everybody isn't outraged about what happened here with Trump and Israel, and that nobody cares anymore about Trump and Putin, except you know, those of us that have Trump derangement syndrome.
Yeah, I mean, I'm tired of us not thinking laws don't matter. Right. It's just the Logan Act. Yeah. Oh, whatever. It's like, no, that is illegal. I mean, that is literally the definition of election interference.
Logan Act is almost never used in the entire since it was passed. It's been used twice.
I'm tired of unprecedented. Yes, we've never had this unprecedented crook before in the Oval Office and running again for the Oval Office. I mean, it's just, you're absolutely right. And the numbness
We're only going through this because of one person. Mm-hmm. We are going through this because of one person coming in and just being a poison in the system. I think the closing argument should be, don't you want this to be over with? Aren't you tired every day of hearing that everything that you believed about the country is a lie, and that only one person really upholds everything that the country is supposed to be?
Yeah.
Aren't you sick of being told that every election that doesn't go the way of one party is a fraud? I mean, it's endless.
I mean, in a way, Rude, this couldn't be a bigger story, and the story ends the way it began, with him conspiring with America's enemies to interfere in an American election. Netanyahu, Putin again, here we go. But you're right, maybe part of his evil, demented genius is they know he'll cover the stupid McDonald's stunt, or him, you know, talking about Arnold Palmer's, you know, or calling Vice President Harris. I mean, it's just, Renee tweeted, I can't believe that man went to McDonald's, put on an apron, and worked the drive-thru just because she said she worked there 40 years ago. Why are we here? Why do we deserve him? How long is this nightmare? Vote blue. It just ends with an F-bomb.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the fact that the McDonald's wasn't even open.
Right.
I mean, it's fake. And you know what?
Like everything else about him. Ay, ay, ay.
And you know what? He did a crap job on those fries.
That's what everybody said. People who work real jobs, like all of us, are like, what? That's not how you know.
Some assistant manager who's 50 years younger than him would have been screaming at him for his fry ability.
Yep.
And of course, he's against raising the minimum wage or anything that would help actual McDonald's workers.
Yeah, and Pennsylvania, the minimum wage is $7.25 an hour.
Yeah.
So so when he was standing there going, this isn't so bad, I would do this, then the next question should be, would you do it for $7.25 an hour?
Yeah. By the way, Denmark, McDonald's workers make like $22 an hour, and Big Macs are 3 cents less. So let's talk about corporate greed.
I think I read at this particular McDonald's, they start at 13 something an hour.
They do.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, you know.
by the way.
Meth is expensive in that part of Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Also on brand, Deacon Blues tweets, the MAGA McDonald's franchisee who let Trump use his restaurant for a publicity stunt was left paying the bill for meals that Trump said he would pay for.
Yep.
How many times has he done that? For everybody. Deals for everybody. Thank you. He leaves and he doesn't pay. Hell yeah. He never pays.
Bust out a couple $100, too. It's not like, you know, a lot of money for him.
It's always fake. Everything about him is fake.
Yeah.
Are we there yet? No, we're close. We're 15 days away.
We've got 2 weeks of schlonging.
Yeah.
It's a long schlong.
2 weeks.
And schlog.
Two weeks until I walk into that polling place.
As long as you don't get hit by a bus.
Vote early. Okay, I love you, Rude Pundit. Bye.
And now I'm thinking that's a great porn title, 2 weeks of schlonging.
There you go. Hey.
Goodbye, Rude.
They thought it was just going to be a vacation, but instead.
I want to see that production on my desk first thing next Monday morning.
It was a 3 hour schlong. Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Seabee Distillery because...
Oh,
I need to locate my chill for the next couple of weeks at least.
After that weekend? Yes.
That's my Queen Mary. Are we almost docking? CB Distillery is the source we trust. I tell you why. No fluff, no fillers. Speaking of porn movies, no fluff. Just pure effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. Did I need my CBD relief stick after I rode all the way to the top of Mandible Canyon? Not very fast, mind you, but I did it. Ow. Okay, I'm just telling you, it helps. It's like magic. My friend Glenn, he was hiking once. He had a bad back. I gave him one of my relief sticks, and he's still talking about it.
Wow. All right.
Okay. Tincture Tot over there loves the tincture.
Under my tongue.
Jody is immature, so she likes gummies. Over 2 million customers.
That was a slam. Unnecessary.
I'm sure. Cranky. I haven't had my CBD.
You need some
Yes.
CB Distillery, 20% discount to get you started. CBDistillery.com. Use the code Stephanie for that 20% off. CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie.
It even vibrates like real.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This portion of the show brought to you by the coziest of Earths. You know what? I feel like it's getting into short sleeve into long sleeve cozy bamboo, you know, knit pajamas.
It is.
All of them are so beautiful. They're so eleganza. They're just, they drape just perfectly.
Yeah.
They sleep cooler than cotton. I have a olive green. I have the blush. And, of course, my basic black.
Right.
My formal wear. You have to have black.
Well, yes.
Yeah. The sheets, OMG. I thought it was my imagination that they get softer with every wash, but it's not my imagination. They do.
Yes.
Oh, we're
that's what bamboo does.
We're like baby's ass now. That's how soft my sheets are. Oh, my God. And my duvet cover. Oh, my God. You see, I'm just telling you, it's a slippery slope. I just found out they have new fragrant candles. I've got to get one.
What?
They have everything that makes your home a
sanctuary.
Thank you. Okay. Wrap yourself in luxury. What sets Cozy Earth apart? Their commitment to quality, from responsibly sourced materials to innovative fabrics that won't pill or wear down. Plus, that 10-year warranty says it all. Ready to wrap yourself in luxury? Do it. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use that code Stephanie for 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get a post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller. Yes, Ron tweets, so Trump films a campaign commercial at a closed McDonald's with the supporters acting like quote-unquote customers after rehearsing going through the drive-thru before he got there, and the media is going to report he worked a shift and served customers.
Yep.
Media, for God's sakes, 2 days, or 2 weeks till potential Armageddon. Wake up, for God's sakes. How about this? Trump says he talked to Netanyahu today and Bibi told him he's not listening to Biden. How about you cover that?
Yeah.
How about you cover that enormous story?
Yeah.
Kamala's wins tweets breaking. The Associated Press is finally acknowledging that Trump withholding his health records is an ominous sign, given he'd be the oldest president in American history. It's about time the media acknowledges Trump's cognitive shortcomings. Yes, he is morbidly obese. Mm-hmm. He is clearly dementing in record time.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. Let's wake up. Pete in Wisconsin. Hello, Pete.
Good, buddy. Every morning. How you doing?
Good.
Water cooler time.
All right, everybody. So the reason I'm calling, I don't know if you guys had a chance to see this, but you had Jake Tapper and Speaker Johnson were going at it this weekend.
Yeah. Oh, we got it.
We got it.
It was the most, like,
I think I was channeling Jake Tapper, just like, how in the world can you possibly still be defending this guy?
Yeah, exactly. That's the other story of our time. All right, we have Cliff Schechter, Alpha Liberal, coming up on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll look back at the weekend's news, get you up to date, and mark early voting in person starting on Tuesday. Be with us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What yes, happens when a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
But that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.